foot and mouth disease is rarely transmitted to humans, commentator Baxter Black says there are more immediate dangers lurking for the veterinarian on a house call.
Through rain or sleet or snow or hail, the vet's on call to pull it or push it, to stop it or start it, to pump it or bump it, to hose it or nose it, to stay the course till wellness doth prevail. It was a cold winter in southern Michigan, -3 degrees. Dr. Lynn, the veterinarian, got the call after supper from a good client. Their four horses had illegally gained entrance to the tack room and eaten 150 pounds of grain. She drove out to the magnificently refurbished, snow-covered countryside horse farm of the couple, a pair of upscale 20-something internet millionaires. They crunched their way back to the rustic, unimproved 40-year-old barn where the horses were now in various poses of drooling gastric distress. A quick auscultation showed no intestinal movement, and the membranes were the color of strawberry grape popsicle tongue. Lynn began her work under the one light bulb. There was no door, but at -3 degrees, who cares? The Banamine was as thick as Miracle Whip. Her stomach hose was like PCV pipe, and her hand stuck to the stainless steel pump. It was so cold, her shadow cracked when she stepped on it. She pumped her patient's stomachs with Epsom salts and mineral oil. One of the horses, however, did not respond. She instructed the couple to walk the horses while she went up to the house to call the surgeon at the veterinary school. Even her cell phone had frozen and would only dial odd numbers. As she stepped into the back door, she remembered that they had a pair of Akitas named Whiskey and Bear. Surely the dogs are not loose in the house, Lynn thought to herself, or they would have said something. She dialed the phone on the kitchen wall. As it was ringing, she heard the click, 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 click of toenails on the hardwood floor. Around the corner came a massive beast, big as a Ford tractor. The sled dog Ruff stood straight up on his neck. The curled tail never moved, and the gaze was level. "Good dog, Whiskey, good dog. I'm just borrowing the phone here." Dogs often remember their vet, the way children remember their dentist. Whiskey sniffed Lynn's leg. "Good dog. Oh, yes, I'd like to speak to..." The au pair, staying with the young millionaires, heard a screaming clatter. She stepped around the door to be met by Whiskey, dragging the good doctor down the hallway by a Carhartt coverall leg, arms akimbo, trailing stethoscope, gloves, stocking cap, syringes, and steamed-up glasses like chum from a trawler. They were stopped when the phone cord came tight. "Let the nice vet go, Whiskey," she said in a Scandinavian accent. "She's only trying to help."
The comments of cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal veterinarian Baxter Black.